We're getting ever closer to the Sasa, to the front of the Sasa
line.
Yes,
we are. We are. But before that, we're going to have a car show. Hopefully, this guy will start it.
I'm trying to get my bearings right here. So, yeah, man, welcome to everyone. I'm trying to get my... It's this head. It's okay. In my face.
Okay.
Welcome to everyone to that car show. Whoa. So on this show today, stop laughing, I'm trying to be serious. On the show today, we have the usual, I Want That Car. We'll be helping out, is it Prudy? Fly One?
Yeah, Fly One.
To get a car, should be exciting. And we have our typical guy, typical news. And then of course, the one and only, the headmaster. With some exciting news, always educates us. So I'm looking forward to that. And then obviously I'll be rounding it up a little bit with some sports. And then we say goodbye. Welcome to Liam, Jason. Thank you for being on the show. So we start. Prudence, the Fly One from Bloom.
Yeah.
You know I'm doing it on purpose.
Fuck, bro. I'm sure everyone is welcome, man. Guys, you're very welcome.
I'm just waiting for Linda to get pissed off.
Right.
The Fly One, she calls herself the Fly One. She's from Bloom, a young 40-something-year-old. I've never seen one, but hey.
We don't believe you. We need pictures.
We need pictures.
Didn't we agree on that last time? Maybe some they say they're fly, they're hot, they must send pictures as well. Inspire us, man, to show you something nice. Something nice for something nice.
So what must I do? Show the pictures on the screen or show
the viewers?
Guys.
No, imagine the numbers are going to hit. Put up the fly when the picture
and
comes
then
up.
We see a the fly one.
The guys will be like,
I think actually that's a good idea.
Can you imagine how many ladies, please send your requests?
Like Tuso, what's all Tuso going to be like? The hot Tuso.
And then then if he gets a lot of booze, then we're like, dude, sorry,
guys, we're not running a booty contest.
Yeah, man, she's gorgeous and beautiful. I want you, ne? When I'm reading here, how many times this Fly One is getting praise? But anyway, she loves life. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's currently driving a Golf TFSI convertible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a second Golf. And it's a convertible as her first one was involved in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's sort of tired of it and she wants to change her car. She has no young kids. And we did mention she's hot. What did I say?
Yet again.
What car can we get her that's hot around her budget? The budget is 300K. And here's the question. Her convertible is a year old. Can she get out of it? It's done less than 100,000 kilometers and is a mock. Is it?
I think 2013 model. She didn't tell me what model. I looked, yeah.
She had to fix the gearbox in a previous car, the DSG. Although she has a warranty now, she can't shake the feeling that the gearbox can go anytime. So we'd say, I think you said she had what? 59K, the guarantee or the warranty on the gearbox.
No.
Do you know how much it is?
No. We don't know how much it is, she's got a warranty, and she said it's quite an expensive one, so I'm hoping it's a large number.
Okay. And then, so she's looking for another convertible, but, well, she understands she can't get any. What small size...
If she can't get any.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I need your glasses.
Yeah.
What small size SUV can we suggest? She likes the XC60, albeit she can't afford it. Obviously, fuel, and she says she's single and ready to mingle. Single and willing to mingle. So should not be heavy on the pocket. So what are you suggesting for the Fly One, gentlemen?
You start.
You go first.
No, you crashed my car.
What's the car?
What car did you crash? We haven't even spoken about your car. What car do you have?
I have a 2018. Don't be afraid,
this guy.
Okay. Because I won last week, ladies and gentlemen, my car has been already crashed. I'm on the winner's board.
What car do you have, Wajah?
So I've got a 2018 Mercedes-Benz A-Class A200 AMG line. 291,000 Ks.
Okay.
It's something different from a convertible. Okay, it's not a small SUV, but doesn't sound like she wants a small SUV.
Wow, she literally said that.
Okay, and you know why I'm saying this. I'm setting you oaks up. Okay. But anyway, here's my car.
Automatic?
It's an automatic car. 151,000
kilometers. How much is it?
It's 299,000. Yes. The budget is 300.
No. It's expensive.
With that mileage, 151.
Mm. 2018.
What's the engine of that thing? It's a 1300, no? A180 is a 1300.
No, this is an A200.
Is it a 1300 engine?
Not a 1500.
Tez!
It's a 1300 engine. Double check. Double check. Okay.
1500, I think. But anyway, yeah, we'll confirm.
Okay, what do you think of it?
It's not an SUV, it's not a convertible, yeah, so it doesn't meet the brief.
It's a hatchback, you missed the brief.
The mileage is high, and I'm not sure about the dealership where it's being sold.
Mm.
And Mercedes maintenance is not cheap.
It's not cheap.
So good warranty will be
There's
essential.
There's issues about the dual clutch that comes with that car.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we were getting somewhere last week, and then we reverted back to Sabi. We were getting to Sabi, we were going to promote you to Sabi.
Oh, Sabi.
That's K2.
Sabi.
He's just been demoted.
The 2000 okay. Like, huh?
Yeah,
Sabi
is way up the line. Yeah,
so that's grade one. We thought we were getting there. Look, 151,000 for 299,000 Ks, it's a bit too much. Number two, as you said, the I don't want to even mention, I nearly mentioned the name of the garage. I have
a 3 liter turbo. It is a
1300. Yes. I learned something new.
And I think that engine is a Renault engine.
Renault engine, yeah.
Someone remember last year said, hey.
I take it back.
Yeah, so it's back. A hatchback. She's not really looking for a hatchback.
Because the upside with it being 1.3, that if she drives moderately, she'll have good fuel consumption. But the punch is there when she needs it.
I think those those engines are always pulling. Because they're tiny.
So the wear and tear.
2,000 revs is like,
The longevity of the engine running.
But is she going to be driving?
But you don't, I don't know, it's like, you know, the Reynolds, the 900Ts. Mm. There's problems with those cars. Mm. Like the Fiestas, the 1 liter turbos, the size of the engine is the size of a page.
Mm.
It's just, it is literally, I promise, the size of a page. A4, check it out, Google it. Mm. I don't see things like this lightly, yes. So, yeah, I think they're strange. No, it's not it.
Yeah.
Let's see yours.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a 2017 BMW 220i convertible. 299,700 rands for 84,000. No, sorry, 84,000 kilometers for 299,700.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first choice. My second choice is a 2017 Mini Convertible Cooper S. This one is 99,000 Ks for 269,895. Beautiful car, beautiful spec with that metallic blue and...
Is that blue or green?
Yeah, it's like a turquoise color, yeah. Turquoise. Mix of blue and green, yeah. And with that nice creamish beige interior, stunning car with the black piping. I think it's a very funky car for a lady, especially very good looking. It's hot, ready to mingle, single and ready to mingle. That Mini is good, but I prefer the BMW. It's a bit more spacious.
I'm happy you're saying that. Okay. So I think we chose the same car, although you chose this one. I chose a 2016.
Yeah, mine is a 2017.
Oh, how many cars have you done?
84.
I've done 87.
Mm.
Huh. Mine's got a red interior.
So?
Yours is?
A black interior.
Yeah, boring.
I've got the better car.
No. Who's this?
you've literally just asked me. I've given you answers.
No, but that's
less mileage.
But that's this one is
so. What does
is
red?
It's 4,000 kilometers more, and it's got
older?
A red interior. It's hotter. It's hotter. Okay, but anyways, let's leave the. Me and you agree on the 320, right?
220.
Yes.
All right. So are we just like that Mini Cooper out?
No, Mini Cooper is rubbish.
No, I don't think. Okay, let him speak on
rubbish. No.
Okay.
Look, a Mini Cooper, normal top, hard top, good. I like it. I wouldn't recommend it to a girl. I'd recommend it to a petrol head.
Okay.
Is it an S?
Mm.
Mm.
Have you been inside that thing?
Not the cabriolet.
It rattles that thing. It's I promise you, you might as well go around. You go to church with that thing, you start a verse.
Guy Fawkes. Penny, 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 Guy Fawkes.
It rattles. Number two, those cars are expensive, dude, to maintain. Mini Coopers are expensive to maintain. You'd rather have a BMW.
To repair, but if you have a good warranty, you're good.
But it's an expensive car. Even the servicing on the Mini Cooper, you know that. It's an expensive little car to maintain.
It wasn't that bad.
And
no, you don't.
It is a no, go-kart. Mini Cooper, yeah,
no,
same thing.
No, I wanted to actually say that. The go-kart, but in a good way. It handles well. It feels faster than it is. But it is, but you don't shake like that.
My problem is that me and you, we love that feel.
No, but she'll enjoy it. Gonna have, no, man, she won't be like that.
She'll do a hair.
Don't believe him. The car doesn't shake like that.
You straighten your hair, and then when you get to work, and then the tiddling, tiddling.
Hi, Cooper's out.
No, Cooper. Cooper thing is out. Again, I do my homework on these things. Wow. Look, I've got three cars to answer both. I'm not going to talk about the 220. So I'll go.
Because you copied.
No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's put it aside. So I've got, number one, I've got the 2014 A5 2-liter TDI Cabriolet.
Are you sponsored by Audi, by any chance?
No. What?
Just asking.
No. Look, let me start with this. Look, I think...
You said it's what age? 20?
Let's start with this. Because she asked if she will get her money back. I'm worried. She's done 1 year. With that car. I don't know how much she bought
it for.
Does
this get the money back in terms of...
She said, can she get out of it?
Can you get out of it?
Okay.
I'm worried about a year. Maybe if you can keep it for another 6-7 months, 2 years, it might halfway. I don't know what deposit she put in it. So that might help. But I looked around. Those things are about 230. So I don't know. You might get 180 for it. I don't know how much she got it for. Go to the bank, ask for a settlement, ask what they'll offer you. Go to these cars and see what deal you can work out. But my first choice is the A5 2-liter TDI. My first choice was the BM, but let's leave it because A5 2-liter TDI Cabriolet, right? Mm-hmm. 117,000 Ks, full service history, black, mm-hmm. black on black.
It's suddenly the black leather's good now.
No, I'm just telling you, it's black and black.
All right. Okay.
But if there was red,
you chose it.
I choose red. Mm. I choose red. Mm-hmm. If it was a red interior, I choose red.
But this one black. Is black.
Yes, but if it was red, I choose red interior.
Carry on.
If I had to choose it, 2015. Mm. 2-liter TDI engine. You can't fault those 2-liter TDI engines. You know that. They're quite robust. TDI.
Why do you keep imputing things on us? We don't know. We know that. Okay. No, we don't know.
The gearbox is actually not a... I was worried about the gearbox. It's not a DSG. It's a CVT.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's... Okay, then you know that...
What? I know that's the say, first thing I was going to
say. You were like, I got you the DSG.
Multitronic. Got you.
So CVT?
CVT. Okay, I'll explain to you. Dual clutch gearbox has got two clutches. Mm-hmm. So there's one clutch that opens and there's one that's always ready. So your car is always seamlessly going into
the next
clutch. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your car, you go, whoom! That one is open, the other one is engaged. By the time it lets go, it goes in, the other one's open. So it's always seamless.
Okay.
So dual clutch is DG, PDK,
MDCT.
MDCT. Mm-hmm. So everyone calls it differently. But that's a CVT, it's like a reggae. You don't hear it changing. It just goes, hey! But it's changing. It doesn't sound very well. Okay. It's like it pulls the rear.
So it's a Honda gearbox.
It. No, it's not. It actually lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it doesn't
just
sound well.
It's not sporty.
It's not as sporty. Okay. Mm. The DSG, you'll actually hear it because the way it's so quick.
Mm.
Your
vrpa
is changing.
Oh, okay.
It's because of the change. Mm. But it's changed 3 years already. The DSG is there. The CVT is like, it's stretched and then they're just falling. And you just see this beast. It doesn't sound too good. But it's stronger. And then a normal gearbox, a normal automatic, is like, you know?
Mm.
Then you understand. If you hear the one, CVT.
DSG.
That one, automatic.
Yeah.
Just normal automatic. And those are the strongest ones. They've got torque and stuff. And DSG has got problems. You put up a mountain and they don't have torque.
Okay.
They're not torquey.
Mm. Thank you, buddy.
And then there's a 2011 2.8 CRD. Mm. Jeep Wrangler.
2011.
Yeah. Mileage?
2.8 is 161. Oh. It's a two-seater. That can be convertible, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. But it's manual. She won't want to do that.
It's
that,
automatic.
That's not fly. No, the roof is
the
manual.
The roof, yeah, but she can leave it at home. She can open
and then,
it.
And then it starts raining, that hay you're talking about?
No. You look at the
weather forecast every time you must drive
every
out.
Every time you must drive
your car. Yes. Oh, you can chill.
You know, let me remind you.
A few pieces ago, he was crashing me on the Jeep. Suddenly, today, it's
a good car. All of a sudden, it's a good
car. SUV, stylish. Yeah, look.
Come on.
This guy was talking about a car that...
This one is settled quickly. Bro.
Look, I say, the 2-liter TDI Cabriolet, beautiful car, is spacious, it's more comfortable, and it's reliable. Mm-hmm. First choice, because I can't choose the other one. First choice. Second choice is a cheap Wrangler.
You can't. Why can't
you? But you can.
Choose
you can agree with
you
me that I chose a good car. You
I
can.
Said
actually.
My first choice was, as you said, I copied again.
You did.
But you did.
However, now
you
we
are agree
at decision
that I chose
stage.
A, this is
no,
an easy
stage.
Thing, bro.
Let's come. Let's cut them out.
Yeah, my car is out. Fine.
Cool. BMW. Let's put it one side. One side is for contention.
I struggle to see even when these cars came out how anyone could enjoy a convertible with a diesel engine. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to smell the diesel with your top down when you're driving. You don't want to hear it.
But I don't think you've been in one of them.
I have.
Those things, you don't smell the thing. You don't hear the engine.
No, but the chance is always there that you will. The whole thing
you
about...
You actually smell the other people's petrol. I had a friend,
the
a
whole thing
of
about
mine, top
down driving, over and above the feeling of the breeze. You know, you want to hear the thing.
When are you a guy? She's a fly one. She just wants to drive and look good in it. It's not that heavy. It's not goes. It doesn't go that. It's not a Isuzu. This guy is giving you a perception of bada like Isuzu. No, it's not.
But you can hear the diesel. That's what
but
I'm saying.
I mean, I'm sure when you're driving down the street, there's a diesel guy in front of you. There's a guy with another car with a 4-pipe in front of you, so you won't hear your engine.
No,
it's
but the 4-pipe sound nice. It's a nice V8 or whatever.
Okay,
straight-six
is this,
engine.
What's wrong with this car?
It's a diesel. I just said.
Okay.
A diesel convertible for me does not make sense. Right.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about Audi and their reliability generally. I do think the car is old to 2015, mm-hmm. right? 170,000 Ks. I think the risk is high.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. I won't repeat myself. All the things I've mentioned. And this is an easy one. Coupled with the fact that you also recommended the same car that I recommended, it's an open shut case.
Jeep?
No, man. I wouldn't even talk about that.
Why?
It's way old. It's top heavy, so it's not very stable. She won't be comfortable.
So you agree with me?
No, that was for a guy that I recommended. That's for a guy.
So you agree?
That's for a guy.
Okay,
a guy should be able to handle it, mm-hmm. even when we can even go off road. Mm-hmm. We can do in this car, but for a lady, I said, nah.
I think those cars are quite cool for ladies. Actually.
And then,
so now, first of
and
all,
and then you the manual convertible thing when she must keep looking at the weather. Operating that thing is a nightmare. You must
think about
remove the panels, put them in the boot.
Think about
go
it.
Go back
this
and
way.
Start driving.
And then she's single.
That time,
she doesn't
the
even
is here.
Have,
think
she
about it.
Even
she's
single
someone.
With hair and
think
nails and all of that.
This is
no.
how she can
it's
get
too
guys.
Much of
she
a
can be like, hi,
no,
help me.
Man.
No, the
guys will help.
It's too much of an inconvenience.
Okay,
and I can tell you from a lady's point of view, they most probably won't find a Jeep stylish anyway.
Okay. Fine.
Right.
So we agree on the...
So style with the Audi, you were there, but it doesn't take all the boxes. The BMW ticks all the boxes.
So we left with the BMW, and are we going with the 2017 one?
It's a no-brainer. It's younger. It's got less mileage.
Look. Both of them are both white, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's negligible, the kilometers, right? The 2016, 2017 won't matter. It's not like you're getting a motor plan, right?
Don't squeeze yourself.
Jesus,
this
God,
no, I'm just saying, it won't matter.
Stop digging. Give me the shovel.
No. What I'm saying is this. 2016, 2017, on a car that's got 85,000, 84,000, 86,000 Ks, doesn't matter. Mm. Mine is an M Sport. Mm. Yours is not.
It who
is.
Said that? Can you not
I
see? Are you blind?
I didn't see yours as
I don't have to read. It's there. You're blind.
It's over.
You are trying so hard, Linda.
Our winner.
For anyone.
I still maintain. Look at both of them. I like this one. It's got silver rims.
Because of
it's got
seats.
A red seat. Yeah, it's hotter. It is hotter.
You're really flashing
us
to us,
eh?
Silver rims and red leather. Come on, dude.
It's hotter. Look at mine. Look, I put both pictures up. We agree one series, the two series.
Yes, we all agree.
Cool.
So we have...
It's half point.
No, it can't be.
It can't be.
Oh, so you're choosing his car?
Yes, okay. He's his specific
it's
one.
It's younger.
Oh,
his specific and one. Yes,
okay,
and
it's got less kilometers.
Fine, let's give it two. I'll get my points.
Two.
For, yes,
two. Yes. Don't right. forget, I'm still on the board. I'm still on the board.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Fly One. You've got a car there. So what are
Look
we
at
saying?
The Jeep too.
In terms of the other question, Yahai, the car.
Look, I'm worried. Just go to the dealership, ask them to evaluate your car, especially one of these two dealerships. See how much they can give you. See if you can get out with it. I don't think you can. Or keep your car. Check your warranty. How much it covers? If you're worried about the gearbox, keep your car.
So
for a bit.
Do these cars? The car that she's got now, the Golf. Convertible TFSI. Do they have a problem?
They do. Yeah, they do. The DSG, the DSG can have be a problematic gearbox.
So she's right in her.
No, the old one I get it failed. The DSG can be a problem. Remember, like the other one last week when we were talking about your, I was worried about what manual, what car is it?
Yeah, the Tiguan.
The Tiguan.
Yeah,
you said it was manual and wind. But yeah, okay.
So you're not suggesting any SUV for her? She must stick to
the
a
SUV
convertible.
The SUV has to maintain a Jeep, but well,
nah.
She'll come back to us and tell us.
Let us stick to a convertible. Fly One, to remain fly, go for the BMW M Sport.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
And another reason not to go SUV, we all have this, most people have this belief that heavier cars, SUVs, buggies and that are safer.
And
a study was done in the US that actually they're not. They're actually more of a. There's no proof that people. Fatalities are less for people who are in SUVs, but there are definitely more fatalities in the cars they drive into.
Yes, they're more, they're more of a tool.
Yep. So there's an institution in America that did this study. The IIHS, insurance something. I thought I'd written it.
Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Yeah, Highway Safety. Oh, there's you something you're good
today.
At. Huh?
You read quickly
no,
today.
But it's there.
Well, I did write it.
You did write it here.
I did.
No earrings make me nice.
I'm not wearing my glasses today.
So vehicles, okay, it will be in pounds, but pounds, 1 pound is 0.45 kgs. So just say half. When I read pounds, it's half. So,
thank God for making that.
So, I was trying to like,
no, it's fine. I just said kgs. Vehicles weighing over 2,000 kgs, so 2 tons, don't have significantly fewer deaths in crashes, according to the study. It turns out bigger, heavier vehicles don't always keep you safer in a crash. They can even, well, they can, however, make you more deadly to other drivers on the road.
But isn't that what we want? That's what we buy SUVs, so I can crash into you, you die, I stay alive.
But what I'm saying is that there is no proof necessarily that you
that
will survive yourself.
Oh, yes.
You understand? Yes. You're just going to kill more people, but you'll also die. You see? It all depends on whether a vehicle is heavier or lighter than the average car. Now, the average, they found, took a sample of vehicles between 2017 to 2022. They looked at the average weight. That's how they arrived at the 2,000 kilos, 4,000 pounds. And they use that as a benchmark to see whether you're heavier or lighter. So the closer you are to the average, but on the lower, or the closer you are to the average, if you are lower, you have a higher chance of dying being hit by a heavier car.
Mm.
But if also you are over.
Also, if two of them meet.
Yes. Mm. If you are over, then you may die as well.
Yeah.
So it's a weight thing.
Makes sense.
And
it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so you should be looking at vehicles that are around, I did a calculation, it's about 1.8 kgs. Well, based on this, you should be okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if a bigger car crashes into a smaller car, the smaller car is screwed. Mm-hmm. If the two big cars crash,
then
there's a problem.
It's a big hamor. Mm.
So I tried to imagine this. Bigger cars take longer to brake.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be one car you accident with. You can hit the first car, and you may hit others, or these cars will hit others because of your weight as
maybe
well.
Maybe inertia. The
inertia, yes. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Mm. And also, with your own inertia carrying you and the fact your center of gravity is higher, you may roll and. So bigger cars unnecessarily safer.
And everyone's driving a bigger car now.
In South Africa, for smash and grab, perhaps you're safer than a lower car.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. But that's the only thing.
Get out here.
Yeah. But for accidents, nah.
Okay.
So next time you buy a car, so get the convertible, not the SUV.
You said something about how many kilograms?
1,800.
You think would be safe.
The closer you are to that, the better. When you go higher,
it's more dangerous.
It's this danger of a heavier car. If you lower,
it's also dangerous.
If a car hits you,
two tons.
But I don't think anyone works
sedans,
in there.
Says, the problem is that those are sedan numbers.
Yeah.
Those are sedan. I mean, your M5 is way bigger than that.
Yeah.
The new M5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what car, one, two, that you can suggest?
Golf.
The top
Golf
of your
must
head?
Probably be close. Oh, Golf, set, Golf 8 will be close
to
what?
Like 1.5, no?
1.5, 1.6.
Yeah.
SUVs, which one?
Maybe Chinese.
Yeah, I think like maybe
smaller.
A six-cylinder. Smaller. What is it, a C segment, like a 3 series, that type?
Mm. It's almost that.
Yeah, or maybe a 5 series, that size, but with a big engine.
Sometimes they want to know.
Yeah,
okay.
Safety is
paramount, and I mean, we don't think about it in this sense.
Dude, get the bigger car.
Let me look at the kilometers.
Look, if I'm driving a 3.5 ton car and you're 1.8, Baba, let's take chances. take your chances.
All of you in front of me are going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, talking about small cars and China. China, again, I think is doing wonders to us. It's helping us.
Mm-hmm.
VW app is said to be...
Helping us. Did you see that?
Mm?
It's helping us.
What are you thinking?
By Afro.
Black.
I'm cracking my head.
Look. The VW is coming up with the. You remember the VW app?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's going electric.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to get it around 2027.
Mm-hmm.
And it's priced at about 25,000
euros.
Mm. So that puts it right next to the Aura Cool Cat. You know the Aura Cool Cat, the runner, the nice, cool, the Chinese one. The Chinese.
You think it's nice?
I think it's cute. It serves a purpose. It's a cute electric vehicle. So now, the Chinese have made sure that VW brings down the prices to a fair amount. I think that's a good thing.
Mm, it is.
So I'm looking forward. I'll put some sketches of the EV, the VW up. Ferrari.
Wait, before you go there, you know what's interesting? I actually almost headed for the show. Remember the Renault 5?
Yes, I saw it. I saw the electric one. I was actually doing some research about it to talk about
it next
week.
No, we'll talk about it next week. I've
heard good things about the Renault 5.
It excites me.
Everyone that's driven it, they're saying it's good, it's good. Mm. I don't know if we're even getting it.
We better.
We have to. But again, now it's in that 23,000-24,000 euro pound gap, so it's about the same as the Aura, the VW app. So, you see, China, the benefits of China.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Ferrari is set to announce its first electronic EV. That would look like electronic EV.
Electric car, electric vehicle.
Electric vehicle in October 2009. Imagine.
2009?
2025.
Yeah, no, this thing has got you shocked.
It's shocked me. October the 9th, 2025. Ferrari is going to go full EV.
Okay, it's one car.
Yeah.
Is
then
it just
starts.
One car?
Then
look,
it starts.
Look on the bright side,
then
it's one
starts.
Car.
Then it starts, you know? But full EV.
We discussed a few pieces of code, but I see it's coming up again. But Porsche is sticking to their guns.
Yes, they're sticking to the... They don't want to go full EV.
They're sticking to internal combustion.
Internal combustion.
BMW said they're keeping the M3 ICE for as long as possible.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey. I still maintain there's better ways, there's other fuels. We can find a better way of being green than minusing the whole thing.
Mm.
What's the point of a Ferrari?
Kinda your suggestion was fuel.
Hydrogen.
Eh?
Mm. Oh, hydrogen.
Yeah, I remember.
Now, Kona, hydrogen is quiet. It lacks the petrol thing.
Mm.
I still maintain, here's my solution. And you know that I'm always right. So, my solution is this.
Oh, wow.
Have, in a brand of cars, have... One, two, let's say there's five brands, have one, two, three, four that are EV and have two that are internal combustion.
Yeah.
Then it sets it
off. I think that's how they'll go anyway, or at least during the transition. You just need to have, You've got your target. Just to meet your target, have those vehicles, and then the rest can be internal combustion.
And then start every car that you sell, plant 5 trees. Simple.
How is that going to help?
It takes away the carbon dioxide, dioxide, you know?
Monoxide.
Yeah. Speaking of these cars that are coming up, I started thinking. I mean, if you think about 2020 to 2030, it's dribble, man. Cars are coming. Except for the Porsches. Everything else just looks... So I started thinking, which era of cars, 60s to 70, 70 to 80, 80 to 90, 90 to 2000, 2000 to 2010, which era do you think was cool? Which was a golden era, in your view? Mswazi, because...
I say, because Mswazi, what?
He's going to say 1980.
Of, I was going to say.
I thought so.
Between eight, the 1980s and...
80 to 90.
That era.
Why?
Because they I'm thinking the first thing that came to mind is a Ford. Ford, 3 liter. Ford at 3 liter.
That's what this guy does first. Just a 3 liter is a Ford.
It's a Ford, Baba. Just a
what
3 liter.
Let me talk to my car friend there.
Because are we going for looks here?
The golden era, man. I'm not saying one car. I'm saying which era propelled cars.
I think we are talking...
Let's say 2020 to 2030. We're going to get dribble, the more quieter cars. They're all going to start looking the same. China's coming. There's going to be brands. Cars are going to start crawling sideways. Have you seen China? There's no soul in it.
I think
60s, 70s.
60s, 70s.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I'm thinking of cars like the Corvette Stingray.
But those things were not fast. They were not.
No, but no. So which, yeah, what okay, I, yeah, I, say, yeah, okay. I asked is looks. We just saying golden era, right? Those cars were powerful enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they sounded good aesthetically. I still struggle to find a car till today that looks better than the Stingray.
Stingray. Oof. I know they're beautiful cars. I mean, I think the '60s. What you can say is, they designed. They were flying design. They were. They had expression. They'd have wings. You know, they would. They would...
No,
they
are not wings per se, but if you think of this thing, the lines, the beauty
the lines
of the
would
thing.
Design...
Think of the Jaguar E-Type.
Yes, I'm saying is that they had... They would make cars, kind of saying, ding, 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 and then make it and curve it, and then it looks, you know, it would be more handmade.
Those things have soul. Mm. Those things are
what
beautiful. Those engines are big, and they sound nice. They're not the fastest, especially compared to today's standards, but it's okay. I think... Those are good cars. It was golden era for me.
The craftsmanship for you. I think it you offer that thing up. Even though, I mean, if we compare them to now, would you, if you had an opportunity, maybe refurbish something from that age? And what would it be?
Stingray.
And
Stingray
you?
And the Mustang. Mustang Cabriolet.
Mustang Cabriolet. Mm.
Okay. But definitely.
This guy just saw it, me, you know that?
No, man.
He just sent me this.
No.
Look here.
I was just going to talk about something. Finish there.
So definitely put up the Stingray on the screen. There's a specific picture. I've seen two.
So
I've been close to one.
The car era. Don't choose one car.
No, I know. But I'm saying that was that era. That car represents that era. The Americans came with the Stingray. The British came with the E-Type. What did the Germans have?
Moiras.
I mean, if you think of... The Porsche Speedster was it? Was before
it was
the
Moira
50s,
that came
right?
then, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Lamborghini Moira.
Yes, Moira. Yeah, you see.
I get you.
And the Ferrari. It's the Dino. I can't remember.
No, it's a Ferrari.
The Daytona came around that time.
Daytona.
I mean, so that was
me. I maintain
2000
to 2010.
What did we have then?
Jesus, everything, chief. Everything. Think about it. Actually, M3 CSL came out then.
Mm-hmm.
In the 2010, the six-cylinder pipey one. Remember the four?
Mm-hmm.
The CLK. It's a what is it? M3 CSL. It's a B. What is it? You have BMW.
Yeah, Dolphin.
Dolphin. The one with the four pipes.
Yes.
The one that screamed. Remember those things?
Whoa.
I mean the S4. Remember the B6? The B6, the big one.
I mean that's not the Dolphin, but anyway,
It's not. It's not the Dolphin. It's the.
The only V8. The only V8 M3.
No. It's a V6. The CSL, man.
Yeah, but you're done with this. I thought you were talking about another one. The CSL is a V6.
CSL,
yes.
It's
a straight six, in fact.
The straight six, the screaming one. I mean, think of the A4, S4. The big, like, you know, remember, the like, you had the A4 1.8T back in the days. The S4 thing, the V8, the rumble.
The RS4.
No,
for
the
S4,
even the S4 that time was a Have you listened to that car? The rumble. The RS4. M5 V10. These guys were going out. They had the safety, they had the phones, they had the technology, and they still had the freedom to say, let's put 20.
In the RS6 V10.
The Bugatti. Nah, let's squash everything. Bugatti.
Bugatti.
I mean, Aventador, Python, 997 GT2 RS.
GT2 and the G2 RS.
The LFR. The
LFA.
The Pagani, Zonda. The Z3, even that Z3 that was designed by a South African dude, that is becoming a classic now. I think the 22,000, we went all out, and then like someone's like, aye, stop it. Hey.
We need to save a tree. I was watching another show.
I can think of every manufacturer had LFA, Lexus, that, LFA.
That thing that you were talking about, yeah, Mercedes, with the fake sound. And the guy testing the car pressed it too much and the sound ya robe.
You see, there was a race to something. Sound. I mean, the R8 came out that era. There was a proper race to, I think that was a golden era of motor. Nothing will be that.
And I guess that's also when Audi took over Lambo and Lambos became better.
And Aventador. The Aventador, what's the small one? The V10. Galado. Galado, yes. The Galados came out. The R8 came out. I'm thinking Audi. BMW, CSL M3. The M3 V8. Okay, that was not the
case. What did Mercedes have?
The C32, the C55,
the black editions,
the
CLK,
SL,
all of them,
SL55, the MG,
the DTMs.
The DTMs. And then they suddenly stopped. Yeah, I think so.
Not disagree that that was the golden age. Should we put it out to the guys?
Please tell us what you think the golden era was.
So the eras from the 60s up until the 2020s.
The what worst you guys... is 2020 to 2020.
Yeah, the 2020s.
The 90s. The 90s. I remember cars were all the Telstars, the Camrys. They all became round and forgettable.
Oh. But 90s also good. I mean, the 325 IS. The last was made in 92.
Yeah, that was a carryover from the 80s.
And the replacement, the E36, the first big M34, or the first M3 for us.
Yeah.
That thing was, it was a special.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear what the guys say. So, please drop us a mail, a WhatsApp.
A WhatsApp, we'll put the numbers down below.
And please send nudes. We haven't had nudes in quite a while.
In the comments. Tell us in the comments.
Oh, I thought you said put nudes in the comments.
Nudes in the comments as well. He said it.
I said nudes. So just quickly, while talking about nudes, I passed you a note there.
Yeah.
Put it the other way around. Right? Please. So while we're still talking about cars.
Can you see it?
What's
the number plate?
It's a number plate, right?
I think I've
seen
that.
So Texas DVM. You turn it around.
I've turned it around.
So a gentleman in Texas is getting fined. The Texas DVM is fining the poor bloke
because
of
did this
number plate. He drives a Lamborghini. Don't know King.
So
the Galado Aventador, whatever
it's written
it is.
There.
It's written Lamborghini. Right. So anyway, the guy they're finding him and they're taking away this number plate they're high.
But why?
Because people say it offends them. He had it for such a long time and no one wasn't catching on. And then maybe one day someone was sitting,
and then he turned it upside down.
And then he turned it upside down.
Do you get
and
it?
This is what he spelled.
Well, I get it, but I think it's stupid. If it's the right side up, it's numbers
it's
and
not,
letters, whatever.
So
yeah, so
and they made it.
They made
like
the number plate.
So if I do this, it's a swear word. If I do this, it's a story.
I mean, someone will feel offended. So someone felt offended somewhere in the
States. I'm just saying.
And they were like, I have a fit to know.
I mean, if you say F off, and then you turn around, it's off F. So, cuff off,
yeah,
is it a
true
story?
True, but not true.
Okay, let's go to sports.
So, Mr. Ray,
anything is possible in the land of Trump.
Yeah, in the,
yeah, in the,
someone
in the
is
land
suing someone
of trumpeters. Hey, gents, weekend, it was tough. My son was doing conditioning.
That's good.
At school. These kids.
And he survived it.
It's not like us. Remember, Rona?
But we used to do conditioning.
No, but remember, this guy was a guy who ran Comrades.
And then he did conditioning. He was steaming. I promise you. We ran so much. He was standing still and he was steaming.
Hey, bro. You know, let me tell you. I was steaming. And then, what makes it worse, everyone's like, hey, dude, what's
it's
wrong?
Steaming.
And now...
he sweats even more. He's steaming.
No, then it became worse. Oh,
but I think
that's probably the only chance for someone to call you hot.
Yeah. Are we going to cut that out? Screw both of you. Where's the finger? Where's the finger?
On that note, goodbye.
Where's the finger? So anyway, moving right along. Jesus, that is the crappiest joke I've ever heard. We still have 1 minute.
That's how crap it was. It deserves a high five.
You killed me there.
Okay, so what about
and
the
And I was hot. No, I was talking about...
Let's leave it. Tuso is a... Tuso is a
37H. I'm those number plates.
370H55V.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I went through to watch the it's on another level now, hey.
The kids.
Yeah, it's Haisa Tswana level.
Oh, the condition.
Yeah, I mean even competitive.
They had this company there, and you know they've got this thing, yeah. King, Haba Mata.
Oh, it's a parachute.
Mm, you know, drag. And I was like, shit, we didn't do this crap.
That's brilliant.
Well, now we were, and I was impressed, you know.
But I think, you know, we're running out of time. I think that's, I mean, it's human evolution. Mm. I mean, in 1986, a person running 100 meters did it in what, 12 seconds? Now they're doing it sub-9.
So quicker, but anyway,
maybe a bit quicker, but in the next 20 years, someone would look at someone like, that guy was fast at 9 seconds. It would probably be 7.
So I don't see
I
that
doubt
happening,
it,
but anyway,
yes,
I get your point.
I mean, if you look at swimming, the 100 meters, I think, in 1980, kids are doing it now. Mm. Like, swimming record.
When I heard how you were excited or... your son went swimming and he won.
He made a swimming team and he was going sideways. But it's quick. Look,
we still need to get this race, guys. I haven't forgotten.
What?
The race. You said
the swimming race. I still maintain that sports for kids nowadays, we will race. I mean, I'll beat him soon. Mm. I need to just. We both didn't want to show Mkhaba. We're working hard to eliminate Mkhaba. Yeah. What I gather you say is that it's hectic for these 9-year-olds, but it seems like it's normal. Mm. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Dude, like, how to get it? I was there, now I'm just thinking conditioning. Mm. They're just going to run around the field 2 times, but it's a depressor punyana, and then, you know. But they were doing proper training. Isigas, you know.
Good for them.
So I was quite impressed. So I'm supporting more this year. At the rugby there. I saw a few rugby moms there.
Well, that's why you're there.
But that's why I was there.
That's the real reason you're
and
there.
And then the last one, just quickly, President's brother-in-law, Patrice.
Mm. Cupcake.
Cupcake's brother-in-law. Yeah. So what is he? He's
you
a
rich
kid.
That? No.
Sorry, no. Okay. No, bro, back on my 2000, they don't give a F.
You didn't see that?
The
few weeks ago with the sauna.
Yeah, what happened?
You know, there's always the Imbongi who, you know,
King Gus the Cupcake. Yeah, Cupcake.
Madigyeke, my president. Madigyeke, my cupcake. Haham, haham.
Obviously, I didn't watch
it.
You didn't watch it.
And then people were like,
he laughed. Everyone was like,
he was trying not to laugh. Paul Mashatile was here. He couldn't keep it in.
Paul Mashatile couldn't
but
keep
Cupcake
it in.
But Cupcake was his girlfriend's name to him, isn't it?
Apparently. Really? Alleged.
Yeah.
So he's, yeah.
Well, the first lady shouldn't be happy with this.
So,
okay,
yeah. So, yeah,
guys,
anyway.
We're running out of time.
Red cake.
Cupcake.
I mean, pet.
Velvet cake. Who let me?
Who's red cake now?
The brother-in-law. Okay. I can roll like a cupcake.
Oh, it's red cake. Yellow cake. Velvet.
Red velvet. No, red cake. I get again in a lady.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Cake. Yeah.
So anyway, he's the president of CAF, right? Yeah. Total Energies have been sponsoring CAF, AFCON, and. Mm-hmm. The previous deal... was an 8-year deal with 250 million.
Mm-hmm.
Step in,
Red
Patrice, Red Cake.
Red Cake.
gets a better deal. Three years, $375 million for Kev. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to him on that.
Thank you, sir.
Some are saying he's the best president to have ever led.
Some are saying he's not because Bafana's doing well. Jealous buggers.
Jealous Baba because Sundowns is doing well. Barry is buying match records and what. But congratulations to Red Cake.
No, RSA Red Cake. I'm out of here.
Congratulations to Red Cake. My buddy, I'll see you next week.
Next week.
Gentlemen at the back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're still in South Africa. We appreciate. I know you are working on your accents. Unfortunately, if you like, oh, you are a pig, you can't make it. You must be AIR1 apostle. Peace out, man.
Ciao.
We are over by
5 minutes.
Yeah.